What about patients who have disease progression on ruxolitinib? Do they respond to any other JAK inhibitors? They respond to fedratinib?
Yeah. So brings up a tricky question. What is progression in myelofibrosis? And then, there's been a lot of international working groups and opinion leaders who have kind of come down with that. But I kind of simply break it down into a couple pins. There's the obvious progression to acute leukemia or accelerated or blast phase, MPN. That's kind of a separate bin. But really, there's the symptom burden progression and there's the spleen size progression. And then the last bin, the third bin, would be drop in blood counts. So it kind of depends on which of these three bins. Is it more of the progression to acute leukemia? Is it return or worsening of spleen and symptom burden? Or is it the cytopenia question? So depending on which of those, you would have a different treatment approach. Now, for patients who have primarily symptom progression and spleen progression, kind of that middle bin, I think if you look across the different studies of second-line JAK inhibitors, we do see responses there. And that population sometimes does have a benefit by switching out to a different JAK inhibitor. And so that would be the population I think would be best targeted with these, say, second line, third line JAK inhibitors.